insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to have a better understanding of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
If you remember, we had arrived at verse 100 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Is it not that whenever they made a covenant or a pledge, a part of them would cast it away, rather the majority of them do not have faith? For those who've been listening, they know that the verses that we've been discussing over the last sessions, and actually from early on in the surah, have been verses that have been addressing Bani Israel. This verse continues that pattern and is addressed to the Holy Prophet regarding Bani Israel. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Bani Israel rejecting the faith, rejecting Islam and the teachings of the Holy Prophet, because, interestingly, they said that we don't accept the message that was revealed to the Prophet because it was revealed by the angel Gabriel instead of the other angels, and they said we have a problem with angel Gabriel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying and mentioning that story, and also saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and emphasizing this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the signs and the verses that are clarifications to guide mankind, and that no one would defy them except for the transgressors. This verse is revealed asking this question: أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Is it not that whenever they made a covenant, whenever they made a pledge that they would practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, they would make a pledge to a prophet, where we had numbers of those of examples for this, that on numerous occasions, pledges were taken from them that if you want this, you should do that. They would make the pledge, but then they would break the pledge again and again and over again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this general statement here that isn't it such that whenever they make a pledge, an ahd, nabadahu fariqun minhum. First, the verse says a part of them would cast it away. Then it says, bal aktharuhum لا يؤمنون. Rather, the majority of them do not have faith. Not just, a small portion, but the majority of Bani Israel do not have faith. A part of them, a group of them, is going to be casting that away, but that group is not a very small portion of Bani Israel. It's actually بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين إله إلا الله
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ The next verse says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And when there came to them an apostle from Allah, from God, confirming that which is with them, a part of those who were given the book cast the book of Allah, the book of guide, behind their back as if they did not know. Re-emphasizing this point that was mentioned a few times, and this verse is talking about in particular the Prophet of Islam, that when apostle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, the Prophet of Islam, which confirms what they had with them, which clearly showed to them, or who clearly showed to them, that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sent by the same God who sent Moses. To them, they casted the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَبَذَّ فَرِيقٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. They casted the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who were given the book, they casted it as if they did not know. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Re-emphasizing this point, that they did know, it was clear to them, all the signs were there. We mentioned this on numerous occasions, that it was so clear to them that in a previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah said that they knew him as they knew their own children. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is how they were. The majority of them, now here again it doesn't, it emphasizes this point that it's not all of them, but it is the majority of them. It is a good number of these people. Some of them are the leaders and the others follow. A very small fraction of these people are going to be following the true path. And there are those small numbers. We're not neglecting that. The verses aren't neglecting that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notifies us of that. And we read history and we know that that occurred. But a majority, a good majority, a dominant majority of these people rejected the call of the Prophet. And as we said, these verses have got lessons for us. Every single individual has an ahd with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single individual has got an ahd with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what God has said, to practice what God tells them to. And guidance comes for all people, no matter where they're from and where they're living, who they are. Guidance is going to be given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they may be Muslim, they maybe have already accepted it, but that's not the end of the test. We had in numerous verses mentioning that point, that even if you're Muslim, that doesn't mean that you're going to be of the successful people in this life and the hereafter. The test goes on until we leave this world. The ahd that's taken from every single individual, if that ahd is broken, this will happen to a people, that they will be left with misguidance, they will be leaving the path of guidance. And we've seen this throughout history, and people have done this. People that have been Muslim, then when a test came, they knew what was right, they went the wrong direction. Let's not only take these verses in the context of Bani Israel, Because as we said, these verses are not mentioned just for us to know history. They're for us to know what's going on around us, for ourselves to know that we shouldn't be breaking those oaths, those pledges that are taken from us through our creation, by us being the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also for us to know that there are such people. Let's not be optimistic about every single individual and just neglect the fact that people are people and they may at some point change their direction. And just because I knew someone to be religious, that this person is always going to be making the right decisions. That's not the case. And in these verses, we are told that people that had been given the book, knew the book very well, they casted it away. They put it behind them as though they didn't even know it. No, we don't know. This is not the Prophet. This is what they claimed. Inshallah, we have the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He blesses us with the practice of what He has given us, and to be able to hold on to and preserve the pledge that we have with Him, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Allam al-Guyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار المطلوب.